Welcome back to the show. Today, we are unpacking some massive shifts happening at two of the biggest tech companies in the world.
That is right. Apple is undergoing its biggest leadership change in 15 years, and SpaceX is making a $60 billion move that could completely reshape the AI coding landscape.
We are also looking at OpenAI's latest update to image generation, which adds a crucial reasoning step to fix some long-standing layout issues.
It is a packed week for AI, hardware, and corporate strategy, so let us just get right into it.
Let's start with the end of an era at Apple. Tim Cook has officially announced he will step down as CEO on September 1st, 2026. He will be transitioning to the role of executive chairman.
It is genuinely hard to overstate his impact over the last decade and a half. During his 15-year tenure, Apple's market capitalization went from roughly $360 billion to over $4 trillion. He took over a visionary product company and turned it into the most formidable, efficient operational machine in the history of consumer electronics.
Taking his place at the helm is John Ternus, who is currently the senior vice president of hardware engineering. And alongside that monumental move, Johnny Sroji is being promoted to a newly created role, chief hardware officer. Sroji will oversee Apple Silicon and the entire hardware roadmap going forward.
This is a very clear signal to the market about Apple's strategy. Promoting a hardware-focused CEO and creating a chief hardware officer role suggests they intend to win the AI race through proprietary silicon and on-device processing. They have faced a lot of criticism recently for falling behind competitors like Google and OpenAI, especially with the capabilities of Siri.
Right, and we know they are planning to partner with Google's Gemini to power a revamped version of Siri in the short term. But the long-term play here seems to be leveraging their massive advantage in hardware design. The central question is whether they can transition from building massive foundation models in the cloud, like their competitors, to running hyper-efficient agentic AI locally on the device.
Analysts are watching this closely. The transition from an operations-led era under Tim Cook to a hardware-focused future under John Ternus is a critical test. And there was also the question of power dynamics at the very top. How will the division of labor between Ternus as CEO and Cook as executive chairman actually function in practice?
That is always the risk with high-profile corporate successions, the potential for power friction. But Cook has historically been very measured and deliberate. The bigger challenge for Ternus will be navigating the geopolitical challenges of their global supply chain while fundamentally modernizing their AI strategy to meet consumer expectations.
Exactly. They're pivoting at a time when the whole industry is shifting toward agentic AI. If Ternus and Sroji can deliver silicon that runs complex AI agents seamlessly on an iPhone or a Mac, they might not need to build the world's biggest server farms. They can just own the endpoint where all the computation actually happens.
Moving from Apple's hardware strategy to what might be the most aggressive AI move of the year, SpaceX has secured an option to acquire the AI coding startup Cursor for a staggering $60 billion.
And if they decide not to execute the full acquisition later this year, they will instead pay a $10 billion collaborative partnership fee. This is a massive amount of money. But it starts to make sense when you look at the broader context of what Elon Musk is building. Remember, xAI was officially merged into SpaceX back in February of 2026.
Right. This agreement gives Cursor access to SpaceX's Colossus supercomputer, which is powered by xAI and features computing power equivalent to 1 million NVIDIA H100 GPUs. SpaceX explicitly stated that the goal of this partnership is to create the world's best coding and knowledge work AI.
It is a massive synergy play. SpaceX gets to close the performance gap with OpenAI and Anthropic by deeply integrating a top-tier developer tool, and Cursor gets an unprecedented amount of raw compute. But that $60 billion price tag is definitely raising eyebrows across the industry.
It is a huge premium, no doubt, but you have to view this through the lens of SpaceX's upcoming initial public offering. Reports suggest they are targeting a valuation of approximately $1.75 trillion. Securing a leading AI asset like Cursor right before going public could justify that massive valuation to institutional investors.
Critics are wondering if this is a genuine acquisition strategy or just a calculated move to secure immediate AI talent and compute synergy for the short term. That $10 billion walkaway option gives SpaceX a lot of flexibility. If Cursor's growth stalls or if xAI develops its own internal tools that surpass it, SpaceX can just pay the fee and walk away.
There are also major implications for Cursor's existing enterprise customers. Cursor has historically been a model-neutral platform, allowing developers to plug in whatever AI backend they prefer. Now that they are deeply integrated with SpaceX's infrastructure and xAI models, enterprise clients might start worrying about data privacy and vendor lock-in.
Absolutely. If you are a major tech company using Cursor, you have to seriously ask yourself if you want your proprietary codebase passing through infrastructure controlled by a massive entity like SpaceX. But for individual developers who just want the absolute smartest coding assistant possible, the sheer scale of the Colossus supercomputer might produce a tool that is simply too powerful to ignore.
Finally, for our deep dives today, let's talk about OpenAI's latest release, ChatGPT Images 2.0. This is powered by their brand new GPT Image 2 model, and it introduces something they are calling thinking capabilities for AI image generation.
This is a major paradigm shift. We're moving away from AI image generators being these chaotic, artistic slots machines and towards something that functions as a reliable visual thought partner. The model can now actually search the web, reason about complex layouts, and generate up to 8 consistent images from a single prompt.
The consistency across multiple images is really the holy grail here. It also features significantly better text rendering, full multilingual support, and much better adherence to complex instructions, like placing specific UI components exactly where you ask for them. This makes it viable for producing professional-grade assets, like infographics or detailed storyboards.
The new thinking feature is available to ChatGPT Plus, Pro, Business, and Enterprise subscribers, though some baseline improvements are rolling out to everyone. On the API side, it is priced at $8 per million image input tokens and $30 per million output tokens.
The real question for professional designers is whether the added latency from this thinking process is worth it. It takes noticeably longer to generate these images, because the model is essentially planning the layout and verifying details before it pushes any pixels to the screen.
For most professionals, I would argue yes, the wait is worth it. If you're trying to generate a specific UI mockup, waiting an extra 10 or 15 seconds for perfect text and proper spatial control is infinitely better than generating 50 lightning-fast images that all have warped text and nonsensical, unusual layouts.
It also puts OpenAI in direct competition with entry-level design software like Canva. If you can just ask ChatGPT to think through a text-heavy layout and output a finished, polished infographic, that directly replaces a lot of basic graphic design work that used to require specialized software.
The caveat, as always with these models, is content moderation. There are already reports of inconsistent filtering with their safety guardrails. If you were using this for real-world business tasks, unpredictable refusals can completely derail an automated workflow. But purely on a technical level, GPT Image 2 is a massive leap forward for spatial reasoning in generative AI.
All right, we have a few more stories to hit before we wrap up today.
Let's run through the roundup.
First up, Ulta Beauty has announced a partnership with Google to integrate Gemini-powered agentic AI into their shopping experience. They are using the Universal Commerce Protocol to let users get recommendations and check out directly within Google's conversational interfaces.
It is a fascinating defensive move. As AI search threatens to bypass traditional e-commerce sites, retailers like Ulta are trying to capture customer intent right at the point of discovery, using data from their 46 million loyalty members to train these agents.
Framework just announced the Framework Laptop 13 Pro, featuring a complete ground-up redesign with a CNC aluminum chassis and a haptic touchpad. Pricing starts at $1,200 for the DIY edition.
They are clearly trying to compete directly with high-end Ultrabooks now. it is an interesting test of whether they can maintain their core mission of accessible repairability while offering the premium build quality mainstream buyers expect.
A new report highlights the growing regulatory landscape for AI in HR this year. As of January 1, 2026, Ontario requires employers with 25 or more employees to disclose the use of AI in hiring.
What is alarming is that while nearly half of organizations expect to use AI in HR this year, only 25% have fully operational AI governance programs. Companies are rushing for efficiency, but exposing themselves to massive legal risks regarding bias.
A neat website called lawsofsoftwareengineering.com is making the rounds. It is a curated collection of 56 informal principles and heuristics that shape developer culture, from Conway's Law to the Peter Principle.
It is a great reference, though developers always debate whether these laws are actually useful for planning projects or if we just use them as retrospective excuses for why our code deployments failed.
Finally, physical retail is getting an AI upgrade. The Vitamin Shoppe recently launched an AI-powered digital touchscreen called Shop Advisor in its Upper East Side store to provide wellness content with physical shopping.
That is all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning into the show.
We will be back next week with more deep dives into the tech and business news you need to know. Catch you then.